Now entering the courtroom is the plaintiff, Howard K. Stern. He claims he's the rightful owner of a toaster left behind by his deceased ex-girlfriend slash sort of wife slash client slash gravy train conductor. He's suing today's defendant for the fortune of the late Howard Marshall or the cost of the toaster. This is the defendant, Larry Burkhead. He claims the toaster's his. He bought it for Stern's ex-girlfriend slash sort of wife slash client slash gravy train while the two of them were dating, and he says he's not giving it back. It's the case of the orphan toaster on today's edition of Judge Reinhold. Judge Reinhold is a washed-up Hollywood actor who is so dreadfully far removed from another acting gig, he nearly took his own life on 14 separate occasions. But on the 14th try, after losing out on a Sierra Mist commercial to that good-looking Colby guy from Survivor, and while trying to spur the horse from beneath him, it dawned on Judge he might have lost touch with the real world. And that, many caught up in their fame may have as well. So he opened up a courtroom, an out-of-touch-with-realities people court, where he helps publicity whore celebrities settle everyday disputes. So if you're a celebrity, and let's say Bruce Willis's dog keeps crapping in your yard, or let's say you've beheaded your ex-wife and her lover and don't know what to do, you take it to court, to Judge Reinhold's court.
All rise, the Honorable Judge Reinhold presiding.
Thank you, Jaleel. You may all be seated. Mr. Burkhead, Mr. Stern, I've read your opening statements. Now let's figure out who gets the toaster in question, all right? Now, Mr. Burkhead, you claim to have purchased the toaster. Is that correct? That is correct, Your Honor.
Yeah, tell him whose money you bought it with.
Mr. Stern, please. As I was saying, Your Honor, I have receipts of purchase that should prove I'm the toaster's owner. If I could present them before the court, please hand them to Bailiff Jaleel. Here you go, Jaleel. Well, this looks like a receipt for a toaster to me, Mr. Stern. Seems pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, he paid for the toaster. But who was there for its first bagel? Its first toaster strudel? Who watched and videotaped its mother trying to make toasted ravioli with it from the can? I tell you who it wasn't, Your Honor. Larry f***ing Burkhead.
But Mr. Stern, Mr. Burkhead had diagnostics done on the toaster. His fingerprints are all over it. DNA is a tough rap to beat, even in this courtroom.
Ah, DNA schmeene. I'm so sick of hearing about DNA. DNA can't tell you who wants the toaster most, can it?
I do.
Oh, shut up. You don't even like toast. Yeah, ask a man, Your Honor. Ask him if he even likes toast, because he doesn't.
Well, Mr. Burkhead, I fail to see what liking toast has to do with owning a toaster. It's my toaster. It's worth a lot of money, and I want it. Now, hold on here. Surely your ex-girlfriend had another toaster. Yes, she did, until the plaintiff broke it.
That's not true at all, Your Honor. The toaster OD'd. Toxicology reports confirm it.
But we all know what really happened to that toaster.
I did not throw the toaster in the bathtub with Anna's son.
Not what I heard.
No, I think it's at its grandma's.
Oh, is that... Oh no, it's at the Bahamas. You don't even know who's taking care of the toaster?
I am, Your Honor.
And who are you, sir?
I am Zsa Zsa Gabor's husband. And the toaster, it belongs to me.
Oh, whatever, old man. One piece of toast does not qualify you to the damn toaster.
I'm going to take a short recess. I'll be right back with my decision.
After a brief commercial message.
You may be seated. I've gone over the evidence and I've made my decision. Because everyone in the state of California, including myself and Bailiff Jaleel, have been served a piece of toast by the toaster's previous and deceased owner, I award the toaster in question to the state of California. Mr. Stern and Burkhead will be awarded visitation rights on the first week of May and the second week in August of each year, respectively. Mr. Gabor, you'll get Memorial Day weekend. Jaleel, you'll have Christmas. I've made my decision.